All right, America, it's time for another deep dive into the swamp. And boy, oh boy, have we got a doozy for you today.
You said it. Get ready to grab your waders and your bug spray, because we're going where the fake news fears to tread.
That's right. This is the Daily DOGE Report, your one-stop shop for all things government efficiency, and maybe a few laughs along the way.
And we are fired up.
You know it. I'm Caleb, your host with the most.
Season 3
of the Daily DOGE Report. Here to break down the latest bureaucratic shenanigans and expose the waste, fraud, and abuse that's been plaguing this great nation for far too long.
And I'm Grace, your co-pilot on this wild ride through the alphabet soup of government agencies. We're going to unpack it all, folks, from DOGE to the everything in between.
So grab your coffee, or maybe something a little stronger, because we're about to get into some seriously juicy stuff.
And hey, if you're feeling generous, maybe buy us a coffee too, you know? Fuel the freedom fight.
You got it. Patriots got to stick together, right? All right, buckle up, folks. We're going deep today.
Diving headfirst into some, well, pretty wild government changes happening.
Yeah, think of it like trying to make sense of one of those massive tweet storms you see online.
But with actual real-world consequences.
Exactly. Policies changing and everything.
And today, we're zeroing in on how the Trump administration is shaking up government spending and efficiency.
Big time. We're going to be dissecting all the drama at USIA. The U.S. Agency for International Development, and then there's the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency.
Ah, DOGE.
DOGE. It's, anything with Elon in a government agency is bound to be interesting.
Okay. Definitely grabs your attention.
We'll also be diving into the reactions, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it.
Trying to understand the ripple effects of these, well, pretty significant policy shifts.
And to make sure we're not just, you know, throwing darts in the dark here, we've gathered intel from all over.
A wide range of sources.
We're talking Epoch TV, the Epoch Times, Bloomberg, CBS News, Newsweek, Fortune, you name it.
Even peeking into the public conversation on X, formerly Twitter, of course.
Oh, and can't forget venturing into the depths of Doge.gov itself.
Trying to get the full picture from the official word to the public's take.
You know, it's like piecing together a puzzle. Except the pieces keep changing shape.
Yeah, it's definitely a dynamic situation.
Our mission today is to cut through all that noise.
Make sense of this complex world.
Lay out the facts, the different viewpoints, and the potential consequences, all without overloading you.
Think of it as we're your guides through this jungle of information.
Exactly. Leading you to the hidden treasures of understanding.
Helping you connect the dots and see the bigger picture.
So first up, USAID. This federal appeals court ruling really seems to have kicked things off.
Yeah, it basically gave the Trump administration the green light to, well, drastically reshape USA.
It's like they were given the keys to the renovation project and they decided to gut the whole place.
A major overhaul, for sure.
And we're not just talking about a fresh coat of paint here.
No, this is a structural change.
Reports say most USAID employees, and I mean most, have been let go.
A significant reduction in workforce.
Massive. And on top of that, 83% of the agency's contracts have been terminated.
Wow. That would definitely have a huge impact on their partners and programs worldwide.
Like hitting the reset button on a lot of their international development work.
A new direction, for sure.
And to really drive the point home, they've even reassigned USAID's headquarters.
Given it to another agency, huh?
Makes you wonder. Are they downsizing to a broom closet at this point?
Symbolic, isn't it? It suggests a shifting of priorities within the government structure.
Now, one commentary we found offered a, well, let's say a less critical view of these changes.
They focused on the issue of accountability at USAID.
Yeah, the author argued that the agency had become resistant to any kind of financial oversight.
A lack of transparency, they felt.
This feeling of nobody knows what they're doing with our money. Really stuck out.
Yeah, they accused USAID of fighting to keep their budget without having to justify how they spend it.
Basically saying they wanted to spend it their way, no questions asked.
And the author even went so far as to allege that funds might be going to friends, family, you know, the whole nine yards.
Serious accusations. But it does show you that some people see this shakeup as a necessary step towards accountability.
Holding the agency's feet to the fire, so to speak.
Okay, so let's talk about DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE.
Sounds like they're trying to tackle this waste and inefficiency head on.
It's a pretty unique initiative, born from discussions between President Trump and Elon Musk.
Yeah, you've got Elon, the tech maverick, taking on government bureaucracy.
It's almost like watching a science fiction movie, seeing those two worlds collide.
So what's the game plan?
Musk was brought in as a senior advisor, and he's essentially leading the charge to modernize federal technology.
Upgrading those ancient computer systems, I imagine.
And, of course, slashing any wasteful spending they can find.
Was he supposed to be in and out?
Initially, his role was projected to last around 130 days, but it seems like he'll be sticking around a bit longer.
So, no quick fix.
Sounds like they're in it for the long haul.
All right, so DOGE is up and running. Elon's at the wheel. How much money are we talking about here?
They've been given over $39 million so far.
$39 million? That's a lot of dog treats.
It started with an initial $750,000 in January, then a big chunk of $14 million for software upgrades in February.
Investing in some serious tech, huh?
Seems like technology is a key part of their strategy.
But are we seeing any actual savings from all this?
That's the million-dollar question, or maybe the billion-dollar question in this case.
Yeah, we're hearing all sorts of numbers being thrown around.
Some pretty impressive claims circulating on X that DOGE has already saved over $151
billion. $151 billion. That's like winning the lottery and then winning it again.
And they're even breaking it down, saying $360 million of that is from healthcare initiatives, and they've cut down on improper payments as well.
Sounds too good to be true. Is there a catch?
Well, the official Doge.gov website, last updated on March 30th, reports a more modest, but still significant, $140 billion in savings.
So there's an $11 billion discrepancy.
Could be a timing issue. Maybe those larger figures haven't been officially recorded yet, or different methods of calculation.
So the Doge.gov site itself is a little behind on updates.
Yeah, it hasn't been touched since March 30th, which is interesting because they originally planned for weekly updates.
And eventually real-time reporting, right?
Yeah, so it seems like there's a bit of a lag there, which might explain some of the confusion around the actual savings achieved.
Okay, so DOGE is all about streamlining, cutting costs, and those big numbers are definitely grabbing headlines.
But we can't forget about the human side of things.
Yeah, all this efficiency talk. What about the people whose jobs are being affected?
It's a valid concern, and reports indicate there have been substantial government layoffs as part of these initiatives.
We saw one post on X mentioning 216,000 jobs cut, and CBS News reported an even larger number, over 275,000 in March alone.
Wow, those are staggering numbers.
Definitely raises questions about the impact on those individuals and families.
Especially when you consider the potential ripple effects throughout the economy.
So what's the justification for these widespread job cuts?
Elon Musk himself has compared DOGE's work to providing tech support for the government.
Like they're the IT guys for the entire federal system.
Their focus seems to be on fixing outdated computer systems, particularly those related to benefit distribution like Social Security.
So less bureaucracy, more automation.
Yeah, the idea is to streamline operations, potentially leading to a leaner and more efficient government.
But how's the public reacting to all this?
There's definitely a mixed bag of opinions out there.
You've got some people on X praising DOGE's efforts to cut the deficit, calling it a wild hustle, things like that.
They see it as a much-needed shakeup to address government bloat.
But then you have others who are deeply concerned about the scale of the layoffs, the human cost of all this.
They're worried about the impact on those who are losing their jobs and potentially on the quality of services being provided.
It's like a tug of war between efficiency and compassion.
A classic dilemma when it comes to government policy.
And it seems those concerns have gone beyond online debates.
Right. There's an actual legal challenge brewing.
Several disability rights groups, including the American Association of People with Disabilities, have filed a lawsuit.
They're talking on the Social Security Administration, DOGE, and even Elon Musk.
They're claiming that these massive layoffs and office closures within the SSA are unconstitutional.
And they argued that it's going to disproportionately harm Americans with disabilities who rely on Social Security benefits.
Unconstitutional. That's a pretty big claim. What's their reasoning?
Their core argument is that these actions amount to a systematic dismantling of SSA's core functions.
They say it could violate constitutional rights, as well as the Administrative Procedure Act and the Rehabilitation Act.
The Administrative Procedure Act basically ensures that federal agencies create rules and regulations fairly and transparently.
So the disability rights groups are saying these rapid changes at the SSA might not have followed the proper procedures.
And they're worried that this could deny people with disabilities access to essential services, which the Rehabilitation Act is designed to protect.
Their main fear is that reduced staffing and office closures will create significant barriers for people trying to access those vital services.
Essentially creating a system that's harder to navigate for those who need it most.
So you have the administration arguing they're trying to improve efficiency for everyone in the long run.
And then you have these advocacy groups saying it's going to directly harm some of the most vulnerable members of society.
It's a tough situation, a real clash of priorities.
Trying to balance the need for fiscal responsibility with the ethical imperative to care for those in need.
Okay, so what's the official word from the White House on all this?
The White House has made it clear that President Trump is fully committed to improving government efficiency.
And they maintain that he has the legal authority to implement these changes.
They've stated that everything being done is fully compliant with the law.
So they're pushing back against those legal challenges.
Absolutely, they're standing by their actions.
And what about Elon Musk? What's his take on this lawsuit?
He's publicly stated that he believes DOGE's work will ultimately benefit everyone, especially legitimate people, as he puts it.
He seems confident that fixing the underlying issues will lead to a stronger social security system in the long run.
And he argues that this will ensure the system's financial stability, ultimately leading to legitimate people, will receive more social security, not less.
So he's basically saying these changes are necessary to prevent the system from collapsing.
And that the benefits will outweigh the short-term disruption.
But the disability advocates clearly disagree. They're seeing the potential for real harm here and now.
They're worried about reduced access to services, the potential for mistakes or delays in processing benefits.
And they pointed out that thousands of disabled individuals died in 2023 alone while waiting for SSDI application approvals.
That's a sobering statistic, and it underscores the importance of ensuring that the system is functioning effectively for those who depend on it.
It really highlights the human cost of these changes, the potential for unintended consequences.
It's a reminder that government policies don't exist in a vacuum. They have real-world impacts on people's lives.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about these China tariffs. Things seem to be heating up on that front as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the U.S. might be getting ready to impose some pretty hefty tariffs on Chinese goods.
We're talking 65% or even higher.
That would be a significant escalation of the trade war that's been simmering for a while now.
And of course, China's not going to take that lying down.
No, they've already announced retaliatory tariffs of 34% on U.S. goods.
So we're in a bit of a tit-for-tat situation, which could easily spiral out of control.
It's a delicate balance, and right now it seems like both sides are digging in their heels.
The administration has a specific way of framing these tariffs, though.
They're calling them Liberation Day
And
tariffs.
Liberation Day tariffs.
Yeah, and they're presenting them as a way to achieve fairer trade practices and bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.
It's definitely a message that resonates with certain segments of the population, those concerned about economic nationalism and the loss of American jobs.
It's a way of tapping into those anxieties and presenting these tariffs as a solution.
But here's the interesting part. Even with this tough stance on trade, there's still talk about a possible TikTok deal.
It seems like they're trying to compartmentalize things, addressing trade and technology issues separately.
So it's not a completely adversarial relationship. There's still room for negotiation on certain fronts.
It suggests a more nuanced approach to U.S.-China relations, recognizing that there are areas of cooperation even amidst disagreements.
And just like with USAID and DOGE, these tariffs are facing legal challenges as well.
Yeah, the Trump administration is being sued over their implementation.
So it's not just political opposition they're dealing with. There are legal hurdles to overcome as well.
It shows you the complexity of these issues and the potential for pushback from various groups.
Okay, let's try to sum all this up. We've covered a lot of ground here.
It's been a whirlwind of information, that's for sure.
We've got USAID undergoing a major restructuring driven by accountability concerns. Then there's DOGE with Elon Musk leading the charge for government efficiency.
Promising massive savings, but also leading to significant job losses and raising concerns about the impact on essential services.
And on top of that, we have this escalating trade war with China, with tariffs flying back and forth and legal challenges popping up everywhere.
It's a lot to digest, but it gives you a sense of the scale and scope of the changes happening under the current administration.
And understanding these changes is crucial for everyone. It affects us all.
It gives you a glimpse into the direction things are heading and how these policies might impact various sectors and public services.
The debate around efficiency versus service provision is particularly interesting. It forces us to think about the core priorities of our government.
Should the focus be solely on cutting costs, or is there a responsibility to ensure that everyone has access to the services they need?
Those are questions worth pondering, especially when you consider the potential consequences of these policy shifts.
And it's not just about the big picture, it's about the real-world impact on individuals and communities.
The discrepancy between the savings figures reported on X and the official Doge.gov website, along with those ongoing legal battles, show that this is all still very much in flux.
Things are changing rapidly, and it's hard to predict with certainty what the long-term outcomes will be.
So, if you want to stay informed, keeping an eye on reputable news sources and checking back on the Doge.gov website when they get around to updating it is a good idea.
And it's important to consider all sides of the story, the perspectives of government officials, the people who rely on these services, and the legal arguments being made.
It's all part of forming a balanced understanding of these complex issues.
And ultimately, it's about being an informed citizen, engaged with the decisions being made that affect our lives.
So here's a final thought to leave you with.
A question to ponder as you navigate this ever-changing landscape.
Can a tech support mindset, like Elon Musk described, truly transform the massive and complex world of government?
Is technology the solution to all our problems, or are there inherent human elements that we need to consider?
Can we achieve efficiency without sacrificing compassion?
Those are questions we'll continue to grapple with as technology reshapes our world and as we strive to create a government that works for everyone.
Now, here's a final thought for you. Can you really apply a tech support mindset to something as complex as the government?
Like Elon Musk is trying to do with DoDE.
Exactly. Is technology the answer to everything, or are there some things that technology just can't fix?
It's a question that goes beyond just government efficiency.
It's about how we balance technological progress with human needs.
And ultimately, it's about what kind of future we want to create.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, folks.
Until next time, stay informed and stay engaged.
And remember, the truth is out there, somewhere.
Just got to keep digging.
And questioning everything you hear.
Especially when it comes to government and technology, things are rarely as simple as they seem.
That's for sure. Well, until next time, this is Host Speaker signing off.
And this is Expert Speaker. Thanks for listening.
And God bless the USA.